We always lived on an oil lease. His dad was in the oil fields.
Mm-hmm. If you had hogs and pigs, where would they be kept?
Irene, where would we keep them? We'd keep them in the pig pen.
Would they have a separate building?
Well, if I kept them, they would have. Just as far away from the house as I could keep them. Sometimes we'd buy a pig and pin it up in a pig pen and feed it.
Right.
And, fatten it and then butcher it. And we kids would all cry because Dad killed Susie or Squealy or something, whatever we named the pig. So consequently, he got to where he'd escape all that by buying one already butchered. And talking about food, I'd give $10 for a great big slab of Pure Deal. If he'll just let me talk, you'll find out a little bit.
That's what I want.
Pure Deal hogshead cheese. Yes, mine did too, and it was made out of the head and the ears and the tail and the tongue. No, Mama always pickled the feet. We always had pickled pig's feet. But hogshead cheese.
Did you ever do anything with the juice from that? Ever put cornmeal in it?
Well, that's hogshead cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get my hands
going. Get those hands going.
Mom would always boil the head and the tail and the ears and boil them. And then chop that all up and then take the broth left from that and put cornmeal in it and stir it all up and then pack it in a pan and let it cool and then slice it. Oh boy, you never had such good eating.
Did you ever put the seed in the sage?
I can't remember that, but we were not very much on seasoned foods, and I can't remember her using sage. Now she might use just a little bit.
Kind of like you put in sausage.
No, not that. I can't remember. I can't remember that part of it. So I'd have to ask about that.
Was that cornmeal and the juice ever called souse?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Plain old souse. Hogshead cheese or souse.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'd give $10 for a hunk about like that. Hunk. Now there's an expression from here. Hunk.
What would you call a farmer who raises old cows for their milk?
Well, he's a dairyman here. That's the only way I know him. That's all right.
Go ahead. That's all right. You aren't bothering a bit. What kind of a fence did you have around your house?
Well, if we had a fence at all, it was just a fence. We never did have a fence around our house, but we always had the fence for the chickens, which we called a chicken fence, chicken wire. We used chicken wire, and then the leases that we lived on were usually fenced with hog wire. I think the terms were around here. Oh yeah, barbed wire. I was going to say it the way I used to always say it. We used to call it when I was a kid. Barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of barbed wire.
What was this wire attached to?
Fence posts.
Mm-hmm. How was it attached?
With the big old steeples.
And these were what? How were they put into the post?
Hammered in. I think they might call them brads. I don't know, but we always call them steeples. They just fastened barbed wire for the fence with the steeple.